It's time to put another relationship on the line for your entertainment. Lucia Aniello and Paul W. Downs are actors, writers, directors, and a couple. They collaborated on Broad City and Rough Night, and their new HBO Max show, Hacks, follows a legendary comedian played by Jean Smart. Lucia, Paul, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Paul, Lucia, I feel like your relationship and, in some ways, your creative career all boils down to a UCB class. And by that, I mean Upright Citizens Brigade. Mm-hmm. That's the case.
That
a
is
level
the,
one?
Not even UCB proper.
Because so UCB grew a lot. So it was at Champion Studios
in Midtown. I think it's 39th and 8th.
Good memory.
And so it was like those places where you can rent a studio and some people are rehearsing opera, some people are going through a scene, there's a dance class maybe.
Exactly.
Exactly that.
Somebody's crying in the other room, you don't know if it's acting or not.
or if it's just part of the Irish step.
Yeah.
And so what was your interest in taking this class? Was this like, I want to do comedy? Was it something else?
I had done comedy and improv comedy in college. Very cool. Very unique. Mm-hmm. And yeah. When I graduated, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to submit myself for parts and audition and do some regular old acting. And then I really missed doing improv. And I was like,
but it was kismet that he waited a couple months, because that's
right
when I was there and we met. And
I remember her walking in, because I got there very early, very nervous, very type A, had to be on a team, was ready to be a marquee show person very soon. And Lucia came like 15 minutes late. And she's like, hey, very chill. She's like, what are we doing? Cool. Absolutely no fear. Absolutely full of confidence.
And I think, I don't know if it was in that very first class, but one of the very first classes, Paul did something very funny. And I said to the woman teaching the class, write that down. I told the instructor to write that down because I thought he was so funny and I didn't want to forget it. And I didn't have a pen with me. So I asked her to write it down, I guess, for me.
Again, confidence and taste.
Unfortunately, treating her like a writer's assistant. But I will say at the end of the class, I was like, oh, I signed up for level 2. And she said, I'm surprised. So I think we're fine. I don't really care.
And now, of course, you have a great new series at HBO Max called Hacks, following a legendary comedian played by Jean Smart, brilliantly. And Jean Smart, right?
I mean.
Our
national treasure. Absolute
incredible
treasure.
Genius. Legend. Throw it in a blender. I don't know the full Lady Gaga quote, but there's some Lady Gaga quote. Pick it up.
And you know, as much as Jean has worked prolifically and has been a fan favorite in so many things in the past, as fabulous as she is and as I think appreciated as she is, we always felt she was underappreciated and mm-hmm. are so happy she gets to do this leading role where she shows so much of her range.
I do remember this because she was part of Watchmen. Yes. And I have a friend that was like, who's that new actress on Watchmen? Like, she must have just, and I was like, oh.
Did you call the cops? You know,
yeah, did you have that person arrested? Yeah.
They had to be quiet for a while. That's
okay.
Okay, we have a couple great games for you. Are you ready for your Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
So we're nervous.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's going to be all good. So this is an audio quiz. We are going to simply play you a clip of a celebrity doing a voiceover in a television ad.
Mm.
You just have to tell us who it is.
Now, I think we might be really good at this, which probably means we will get none correct. But because
it is like a fun game for him always.
I do like doing this when we're watching him being, you know, when we're hearing like a pharmaceutical ad being like, Felicity Huffman.
Okay. Lucia, this first one is for you. Mm-hmm. If Lego Batman wants you to eat Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, it's probably a very serious and important thing to do.
For those who love peanut butter and those who want to get married to peanut butter.
The unmistakable Will Arnett.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Good.
What an incredible tenor. I think he actually did voiceover for commercials before he was like a famous actor.
Wow. Oh, is that true? Oh.
I think that's true. I might be wrong.
Let me know. I wish I had that voice.
The Arnett Hive come after me if I'm wrong, but
I think they will. It's always, I mean, the words he had to say in that, is, I think that I would call that a false premise, like for those who want to get married to peanut butter.
It's interesting that they didn't want to draw people in. They didn't want to make it accessible. It was for those few people who are actually wanting to marry peanut butter. Yeah, it's for chocolate.
The way Reese's Peanut Butter Cups has justified their existence in commercials has always, I think, put too much emphasis on how much people love peanut butter. Where somebody, they used to have somebody walking down the street eating chocolate, which, fine, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
And then another person walking down the street eating out of a jar of peanut butter.
Well, guess who loves peanut butter?
I do love peanut butter. I don't know that I would walk down the street doing it now.
No.
But
not now, certainly.
In my 20s, potentially.
All right, Paul, this is for you. This actor's turn as Puss in Boots clearly prepared him to play the Nasonex B.
That glorious season of nasal congestion. Discover Nasonex, mometasone furoate monohydrate, the only prescription nasal spray approved to relieve nasal congestion due to seasonal allergies.
It's Antonio Banderas.
That is correct, yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to, I absolutely love the intro clues. I think I would have gotten it without. Not to be braggadocious,
but I bet you would have.
Oh, so you're saying up the challenge? Is that what you're saying?
Let's try. Let's try.
Let's
up the challenge.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'll play you the clip, Lucia, and then if you need the extra, you let me know. Okay, here's your next one.
We've long held on to a simple belief: we're a people company. We just happen to fly planes.
Rashida Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Well done.
Really good. Really good. I don't know if I would have gotten that one.
Were you doing a little rope-a-dope there? It looked like you didn't know it.
I didn't at first. It was only at the end that I got it.
She did get it, though, as you know.
She did get it.
We were all here.
All right. I guess, Paul, here is one for you. I will not read the setup.
Okay.
Just go right into the clip.
There are no pecan chicken salad sandwich wars out there. Nope. This Arby's made-to-order masterpiece can't be topped. Except very literally by honey wheat. Arby's, we have the meat.
Oof. It's Ving Rhames? No.
Oh,
Ving Rhames!
Yes.
That is right.
Yeah, right. Ving Rhames had the...
Ving Rhames. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's your next one.
Nationwide insurance members who add vanishing deductible get $100 off for every year of safe driving. We put members first. We don't have shareholders.
I let Paul take this one.
Absolutely, Julia Roberts.
Yes, absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
You know that. You were so confident from like...
Honestly, I don't... She has a very distinct voice to me.
I feel like I am not good at this game. My wife is the one who's always like, oh, that's whoever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. And it's the kind of thing where like I can hear the voice and I know that it's somebody...
Yep.
But I cannot connect it to a face. I think there's something wrong with my brain. Mm.
No, I mean, there might be a thing with like, you know how people have face blindness?
Mm-hmm.
That may also be a thing for
voice blindness.
I'm voice blind. That's what it
is. Yeah. I have some face blindness.
Yeah. That's why I enter a restaurant first, so that if there's anyone we know, I can point them out.
That's amazing.
My therapist is like, I will diagnose you. I think it's true. I think you do have face blindness. Because oftentimes I'll go into the wrong therapy room and she has to... She's like, it's real. It's real.
Okay. This is the last clue of the game.
It's the biggest thing that ever happened to small. Lease the GLA 250 SUV for just $399 a month at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Oh, wow. John Hamm.
John Hamm.
That's right.
Yeah.
A powerful version.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very muscly John
Hamm. He's serving Mercedes energy, and I think that's what, you know, he understood the assignment, as they say.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's swinging a little Mercedes swagger back.
That's right.
We'll play another game with Lucia and Paul after the break, and later from Better Call Saul and The Mandalorian, Giancarlo Esposito will join us, so hide your baby Yodas. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.